This is the first miracle in John. It's the opening. It's chapter 2. And it's our Lord's way of announcing what he was here to do, to inaugurate a whole new way of relating to God and take the water of the old covenant and make it wine of the new covenant. And it was at a wedding. The Old Testament often speaks of the covenant as a wedding, as a marriage commitment. So our Lord is declaring, get ready, there will be a new covenant. He doesn't tell them yet it's going to be inaugurated in his blood. But that's the point here, you see. And it's very interesting. I know we all got to go out to the clinic or wherever we're going, but anyway, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. That's a little town about 8 miles north of Nazareth. And the mother of Jesus was there. Doesn't say yet. Then Jesus and his disciples were also invited. And so they went. The wine ran short, and the mother of Jesus said, they have no wine. Now, what did the text literally says, what is that to you and to me, woman? Now, what's woman doing there? Is that a rebuff? No. That's Eve. And he's Adam. And now, we have a contested verse. The translation we have here, my hour has not yet come. And yet, it could also be translated, has not my hour already come? From now on, mother, you are not just mother. See, you are Eve, the new Eve, and I am the new Adam. This is the beginning of his signs in John. And so, so we're in the context. Those who, the early Jews who saw this, many understood, because the covenant, the Sinai covenant, is referred to at times as a wedding. And so, and it provided water. Now, that covenant is going to be changed, and not just to be water, it's going to be wine. And so, as I say, this translation, which is valid, my hour has not yet come, but his hour has come. He's going to start his hour right now. And so, it's a symbolic prophecy. My Father and I have fed you with water for 1,000 years, preparing you. And now that water is changed into wine. Because it's not just an address to you. I am the Word, and I'm here. And so this first sign, first miracle, really, is a sign. In John, all the miracles are called signs. They point someplace. And so when we ponder this, you see, I'm with you. Up to now, we have fed you on water, and you have been the most blessed people of the whole world. We taught you how to live. We promised you a Messiah. We have kept your faith alive despite your infidelity, your profligacy, and the rest. You see, and now it's here. So the water of the old covenant becomes the wine of the new. And that's what's announced here. And so, you see, Jesus did this as the beginning. Beginning, but also the word is archi, as the principle, as the first, as the source. This miracle sets forth for us what God is giving us. Ultimately, the wine of the new covenant, which is the blood of Christ. And that's what we celebrate. And so, already we see the role of Mary. See, calling her woman, nowhere in the literature does a man call his own mother woman. What's going on here? She shall be called woman because she was taken from man. So here's the new Eve. I know this is a little early in the morning for all this, but it helps to see how John is trying to open up our spirit to understand, you see. And this reality is firmly established when Jesus rises from the dead. That's a whole new world now. So this world is no longer dominated by death, even though we all die. That's not the last word. It was a story of a great monk in the desert. I think it was Paphnutius. Anyway, he's dying. And Satan shows up and says, "Well, Paphnutius, you've won." And he says, "Not yet. I have to die and go over to God. Then I've won." But it's this, the wine that we have already, the blood of Christ, is the promise that we will drink, as he says at the Last Supper, remember? "I'll never drink of the fruit of this vine again until I drink it new with you in the kingdom." For the wine he drinks in the kingdom is not the same. It's transformed by his death and resurrection. Well, we have to move on. But it's important to try, you know, and let's keep praying today. Is it that cold out? It's not as cold as it was supposed to be, right?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Well, then let's go out to the clinic today. Okay. Let's stand and pray.